Hey there, what's up? Welcome to the Gary Zimek Show. I am Gary Zimek. Great to be back here with you on Blog Talk Radio. Today is day three of our preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. And I thought that since on Sunday we had a very special event, the canonization of now Saint Teresa of Calcutta, I thought it would be a good idea to look at her, some of her thoughts on total consecration. That's what we're going to do today. We'll look at a reflection based on the life of Mother Teresa. And incidentally, this total consecration practice was very important to her. As you'll see, I'll read a quote from one of her sisters, giving you an idea of just how important this was to her. So that's what we're going to do on the program today. It's a beautiful day here in southern New Jersey. I've got my window open, so you might hear some of the sounds from the outside drift in. And I'm so glad that you can be joining me for this total consecration preparation. I hope you're doing okay so far. Remember, we're just right now focusing on overcoming the spirit of the world. Or, you know, even we're in the early stages of working on overcoming the spirit of the world. We're just realizing, which is, I think, the first step that we have to take, we're realizing that we are affected by the spirit of the world. And I think that's important, because before we can do anything about that, before we can ask the Holy Spirit and Our Lady to really help us and to guide us and to overcome this tendency to love the things of the world and to listen to the wisdom of the world, we got to recognize that this is an influence on us, that it is a problem. Honestly, if you don't spend some time looking at sacred scripture, praying, reading some good spiritual books, you're not going to hear what you need to hear to grow closer to our Lord. You're just not going to hear it. You're not going to see that there's a bigger picture than just what happens in this earth. Because why? Because you have problems every day. You have challenges. You have difficulties. You have a crazy world surrounding you. So unless you focus on heavenly things and the Lord, you're never going to realize how powerful He is and how important a relationship with the Lord is in your life. It just doesn't happen. So many of us know what it's like to go through the day without concentrating on the Lord. I spent years doing it. It's no fun. It doesn't bring you any peace. And unfortunately, a little straight talk here, it's not going to help you to get to heaven. And ultimately, if you don't make it to heaven, your life was a failure. So let's get serious about this. Now, what's the flip side of this? Well, the flip side is all you need to do to get to heaven is to follow the last recorded words of the Blessed Mother in Scripture in the second chapter of John's Gospel when she said this: do whatever He tells you. If you do that, you'll make it to heaven. Well, you know, it sounds simple, doesn't it? Do whatever He tells you. But when you face the challenges of life, it's a lot easier, it's a lot more difficult to put into practice. That's why we need the help of Jesus Christ and the grace that He gives us. And what better way to grow closer to Jesus than with the help of His Mother? That's why we're doing total consecration. We're doing it because we need help, and we recognize that we need help in becoming a saint. And that's what Mary wants to do for us. So I'm excited about this devotion, this 33-day preparation period, and I hope you are as well. Always keep in mind that if you need anything, please contact me. Let me know. Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address if there's anything that I can do for you. I also want to let you know that tomorrow, early tomorrow morning, I'm going to be hopping on a plane and heading out to California. I'll be giving 3 talks in the Fresno area. If you need to know the details of the talks, just check out my website, followingthetruth.com, and I have them listed on my speaking schedule. But I'm pre-recording all of the programs, so you'll have programs throughout the rest of the week. If you need anything, always feel free to send me an email. I do check my email on my phone. The only caveat here is I might not be able to give you an instant answer, or I might not be able to give you an elaborate answer. But if you need something, let me know. If you're confused, if you're struggling, let me know, and I would be happy to try to help you. I realize that this may be the first time you're listening to the podcast, because we're picking up new listeners each day. I was on Teresa Tomeo's show earlier today, and I realized that I may have picked up some new listeners. You're not too late. We're just getting started with total consecration. If today is your first day, if you can, I recommend you go back and listen to the previous two shows, if possible. I think it'll help you. It'll help set the stage a little bit. But if you can't, don't worry about it. Let's start today and let's continue on. And I did make this point. I'll make this throughout the 33-day period. St. Louis de Montfort has said that 33 days is the recommended preparation time, but it can be shortened or lengthened depending on necessity. Therefore, if you miss a few days, I don't want you to quit. I want you to try your best to make that pledge that you are going to be here every day. It's really going to help you. I'm not doing this for my benefit. I'm really doing it for your benefit. If you make this practice every day, this preparation, it's going to help. It's going to help your spiritual life. It's going to help you to better consecrate your life to Jesus through Mary on October the 7th, which is what we'll do. So just do your best. And yesterday on the program, we talked about making that commitment. Are you ready to make a commitment? Actually, that was 2 days ago, wasn't it? See, I'm getting a little distracted. It was 2 days ago we talked about making that commitment, committing to a certain amount of prayer time each day. Now, obviously, what I'd like to see you do is make the commitment to listen to the show. That's a start. It's 15 minutes Saturday and Sunday and 30 minutes every weekday. But we need to take it a little further than that, because you need to spend a little time meditating upon what we're discussing. Today, we'll continue our look at overcoming the things of the world by focusing, overcoming the spirit of the world, I should say, by focusing on the life of Saint Mother Teresa. I got to get used to saying that. It sounds cool, but I still want to say Blessed Mother Teresa. It's a little different. It's like when Saint John Paul II first became a saint. I wasn't used to saying that. Now it just flows off my tongue. But it's really cool that we have another saint, an official canonized saint in heaven to intercede for us. But we want to look at her life and recognize how she saw the big picture, how she saw that there was more to life than just this world. So what we need to do is spend a little extra time, maybe an extra 15 minutes, maybe an extra 30 minutes. If you want to go longer, great. What I would suggest is that you don't overextend yourself. Don't say, I'm going to devote 3 to 4 hours each day meditating and reading scripture, especially if you don't have a lot of time in your life. I don't think that's realistic. What happens when you overextend yourself is that generally you give up because it becomes too much for you. So you got to watch that. You know, not to give him more credit than he's worth, but one of the ways the devil likes to get into our heads, and by the way, he does not want you to make this devotion. He does not want you to make your total consecration, because it'll bring you closer to Jesus and help you to become holy. And he doesn't want that. He wants to keep you away from Jesus. But one of the tricks that he likes to use is to make us overextend ourselves, especially if you're someone who is very pious and really is devout and wants to do a good job. What he will try to do is convince you to pray too much. And as a result, what will happen is if you pray too much, eventually you'll give up and you'll think, this is burdensome, I can't do this. So don't overextend yourself. Be realistic when you decide how much time you're going to spend on this devotion. Seriously, be realistic, because I don't want you to quit. I don't want you to get burned out. Okay, we're going to begin with the prayer now. This prayer is an invocation of the Holy Spirit, because we want to make sure that the Holy Spirit is guiding our efforts. Now, just a word about this. This is a formal prayer. We pray a formal prayer at the end as well. Here's what we can't do. We don't want to get into the habit of just spewing out words and not meaning them. But on the other hand, we don't want to discount formal prayers, because they're really good. They can help us. They can develop us in our spiritual life. What I want you to do is concentrate on these words. Essentially, what we're doing is we're saying, Holy Spirit, you know how to pray with the mind of Jesus. Help us. help me to do that. As I go through this 33-day preparation period, help me, guide me, and be with me. Help me to grow closer to the Lord and be able to fully consecrate myself to Jesus through Mary. Please join me in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. Saint Teresa of Calcutta, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, did you catch that? That one line in the prayer? Make us responsive to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to inspire us. The Holy Spirit might inspire you to say some extra prayers throughout the day. The Holy Spirit might inspire you to reach out to a person. The Holy Spirit might inspire you to give some extra money to charity. The Holy Spirit might inspire you to talk to the Blessed Mother. The Holy Spirit is inspiring us and giving us these ideas throughout the day. That doesn't mean that every idea we get comes from the Holy Spirit. So we need to learn to discern, is this coming from the Spirit? How do we do that? Well, one of the best ways we can learn to discern the Holy Spirit's voice, to hear his voice in our minds, in our hearts, is to get to know his spouse. That's the Blessed Mother. So even though this is the preparation period, okay, we're still growing closer to the Holy Spirit, to Jesus, through God, to God our Father, and to the Blessed Mother. We're growing closer to them throughout this preparation period, even though we haven't made our total consecration yet. That comes on October the 7th. But what happens after that, once we totally consecrate our lives to Jesus through Mary, then you're going to see even more changes. So what I'm saying is, you'll see some changes in the upcoming weeks. You might want to pray a little bit more. You might want to read the Bible a little bit more. You might really get excited to talk to the Blessed Mother. But once the consecration takes effect, you'll see even more changes. But they won't happen overnight, generally speaking. It'll be a gradual process. Just trying to let you know, you're going to be feeling some things over the next few weeks, and I want you to be aware of that. Okay, does that sound good? Now, let's continue. And by the way, again, this program airs 7 days a week until we finish our total consecration on October the 7th. The weekend shows are 15 minutes. The weekday shows, 30 minutes. You can download them from blogtalkradio.com, from iTunes, from TuneIn Radio, or you can go directly to my website, followingthetruth.com. And listen to it there. We're going to do this together. There is no book to buy. I don't want you to be burdened with buying a book. The podcast doesn't cost anything. If you believe in the work that I do and you feel this is helpful, I definitely could use your financial donations. You can do that by visiting followingthetruth.com and clicking on donate. You can donate securely. You can become a monthly sponsor. I need that in order to go forward. But you don't have to do anything. I don't want cost to get in the way. I don't want to make this too much of a burden on you. Because I know the value of consecrating your life to Jesus through Mary. This week, and a little beyond this week, for the first 12 days actually, we are working on recognizing, acknowledging that the spirit of the world has an influence over us, and we're working on emptying ourselves of the spirit of the world. In order to get your soul filled up with the Holy Spirit, you got to make a little room for him. So that's what we're doing. Let's listen to something about the culture, your culture, the world's spirit, and the fact that that world spirit is within you. You know, you hear the spirit of the world a lot. That really is a spirit that is contrary to the spirit of the Lord. It's a spirit of selfishness, materialism. If I can see it, I believe it. That's the spirit of the world. Gloom and doom, you know, that's the spirit of the world. We got to get rid of that. We got to shake that. I'm reading today from Consecration to Jesus Through Mary, following the plan of St. Louis de Montfort. And, okay, here we go. Let me just read this. You were born into a culture of your parents, siblings, extended family, and friends. This culture taught you a language and gave you values. You had a neighborhood culture and a school culture. As you grew, you choose your own culture. You chose your own culture, where you would live, whom you would marry, what work you would do. You chose to belong to a church or stop going to church. You listen to the radio, go to movies, watch television, and choose your friends. Every moment of your life, you are immersed in the world's culture. This is extremely powerful and always exerting a force upon you. That culture has entered you and deeply affects your thinking and choosing. You must see this world in God's light and be aware of its dangers to your eternal salvation. Let me hit you with a couple of thoughts from St. Louis de Montfort. You are crusaders united to fight the world. Be valiant warriors who refuse to yield an inch. So we're up against some tough competition here. The spirit of the world can be very enticing, very appealing. It is a battle. Are you willing to fight? You pass through this world as a visitor and a pilgrim. Know that heaven is your homeland. The earth, this earth, cannot make us happy. There is no perfect calm in the stormy sea. I speak a lot about overcoming anxiety. In fact, that's what I'm best known for. You will never be happy if you don't have a close personal friendship with Jesus Christ. Period. End of story. You will never be happy. Believe me, I've lived that life. Things, success, accomplishments, recognition, they'll only make you happy for an instant. But the more things you have, the more you want to hold on to those things, and the more anxiety becomes introduced into your life. God alone will make you happy. Whenever the world insults us, they are giving us jewels and setting us on a throne. I'm going to read that again because it's so powerful. Whenever the world insults us, they are giving us jewels and setting us on a throne. Remember, as we read the Beatitudes yesterday, blessed are those who are persecuted for my name's sake. The words of Jesus. That's a hard message, but it's a true message. Divine wisdom made copies of God's intellect and will and infused these into man. You have the Holy Spirit within you. You have the ability to think as Jesus thought, to act as Jesus acted. Come, Holy Spirit, help us, right? Okay, let's talk about Mother Teresa now. As we continue to rid ourselves of the spirit of the world, and especially in light of the fact that she was canonized on Sunday, I wanted to talk a little bit about her today. This is a quote from one of her sisters. Mother Teresa encouraged us to make the total consecration to Our Lady with the preparation according to St. Louis de Montfort. We do that very faithfully and renew our total consecration to Our Lady every year. Mother taught us that when we go to Our Lady with childlike confidence, everything becomes easy. Mother always led us to Our Lady and continually gave Our Lady as an example for everything. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Understanding that total consecration was very important to St. Teresa of Calcutta, that really gives a lot more credibility to this devotion. Now, here's another saint. We already know St. Louis de Montfort, St. John Paul II, St. Maximilian Kolbe, and now St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, all endorsed this total consecration as being really powerful. Among others, there are just some that come to mind. This is good stuff, I'm telling you. Now let's turn to Father Michael Gately's book, 33 Days to Morning Glory. And if you remember, this year, I'm calling this preparation the best of the best. I'm taking material from all over the place in an effort to help you to really make this your best total consecration ever or your best renewal ever. I want to make sure that we are led down the right path. And I don't want any of us to become bored or complacent or stagnant. This is really serious, right? This is good stuff. And I want to make sure that with the help of the Holy Spirit, and I'm really depending on the Holy Spirit, I'm going to give you the best preparation possible. Let's listen to what Father Michael Gately has to say, reflecting on the life of Mother Teresa. Are you ready for your consecration to Jesus through Mary? If not, then get ready. As I said in the beginning, after consecration day, everything changes. A glorious new day dawns in our spiritual lives. Indeed, when we give Mary our yes, she begins to arrange all the events and details of our lives in such beautiful, tender, and loving ways. So we need to get ready. Specifically, we need to get ready to recognize the multitude of mercies that will come to us through her spouse, the Holy Spirit. Oftentimes, we don't recognize the many gifts that God pours out to us in our daily lives. We do recognize our daily annoyances, burdens, difficulties, and inconveniences. These win our attention. These get us complaining. These get us in a bad mood and sap our energy. Wouldn't it be a tragedy if after we started receiving even more gifts and graces through our consecration, we didn't change this negative attitude? Yes, it would be. So we need to get ready, and Saint Teresa of Calcutta will help us. I want to pause here and just reflect on what he said. That's so true. These occurrences, these annoyances, and a lot of times they're minor annoyances. It's too hot. There's too much traffic. I'm too cold. I'm hungry. I'm bored. I don't want to do this. Life stinks. You know, so many things. It get us down. Get us complaining. Help us lose our heavenly focus. That's that spirit of the world, you see? Look at your life. Look at how many times you complain. I'm a complainer by nature. That's why this is so powerful for me to spend time reflecting on the hold that the world has on me. If I am guaranteed to get to heaven, if I cooperate with the grace, there's a little disclaimer there. We're guaranteed if we listen, follow the Blessed Mother's advice, and do whatever Jesus tells us, follow the teachings of his church. That's how we're guaranteed to get to heaven, cooperate with the grace that he gives us. But if I have that guarantee that there's a place being reserved for me in heaven, and Jesus said that, John chapter 14, he said that his Father is preparing a place for me and for you. If I have that guarantee, why am I getting upset because my dinner is too cold, or the food doesn't taste right, or the restaurant's out of my favorite dessert? Why am I getting upset? It's because the world is influencing me. So we need to shake that. And if we look at the life of Mother Teresa, we see an example of somebody who did not live for this world. She found Jesus in this world in serving the poor, but she didn't let the stench and the difficulties that she faced each day take away her happiness, right? Because she saw the big picture. Let's listen to what Father Gately says. Mother Teresa lived in some of the poorest environments on earth. She had to put up with burning heat, bad breath, stuffy rooms, nagging fatigue, endless responsibilities, bland food, hard beds, body odor, cold water bathing, and an agonizingly deep spiritual aridity. Yet despite all of this, she radiated joy. She smiled. She marveled at the good things God did in her life and in the lives of others. And she pondered the countless loving details arranged by Our Lady. Seeing and recognizing all this, she didn't complain. How did Mother Teresa develop such a spiritual sensitivity and attitude of gratitude? What was her secret? Two things. Number one, first, she followed the example of Mary, who was always pondering in her heart the good things that God was doing in her life. See Luke 2:19 and 2:51. Of course, like Mother Teresa, Mary also lived in poverty and surely bore her share of darkness in prayer. Yet she also found God in the details, pondered his goodness in her heart, and responded with praise. Magnificat! Indeed, she praised and thanked God in all things, because she found God in all things and pondered deeply in her heart his many signs of love. Second, Mother Teresa followed the example of St. Ignatius of Loyola, the soldier saint and master of practical prayer. Specifically, she lived his method of making a daily examination of conscience, sometimes referred to as the examine, whereby one reviews the day at the end of the day in the presence of the Lord. Contrary to what people often think about the examine, it's not simply a laundry list of sins. In fact, St. Ignatius directs people to spend most of their time reflecting not on sins, but on the blessings of the day. It's really an exercise in recognizing the good things God is doing in our lives and how we are or are not responding to his love. It's an imitation of Mary's attitude of heart pondering prayer. God is always showering his love and mercy down on us in so many ways. It's important that we begin to recognize these blessings and thank him for them, especially because this shower of blessings is going to turn into a torrent of grace once we consecrate ourselves to Jesus through Mary. So let's get ready. Let's remember that according to Mother Teresa, one important way that we live out our consecration is by recognizing God's blessings and pondering them with Mary deeply in our hearts. Such heart-pondering prayer leads to praise and thanks, and praise and thanks sets us on fire with divine love. Let's close with a prayer, but before we do, let's remember this. The Lord is constantly showering us with his blessings. Are we missing them? Sometimes they don't look like blessings. Sometimes they might look like tragedy. Sometimes they might look like agony. Sometimes they might look like minor annoyances. But God loves us. So therefore, everything that happens in our lives is somehow an expression of that love. Somehow, if he allows it to happen in your life, you can benefit from it. That's not always apparent. What we need to do is imitate our Blessed Mother and ponder in our heart, how is this a blessing? How can I see God in this? And whatever you do, don't forget to ask for her help. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant. In the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries, subdue within me the power of flesh and demon by your Holy Spirit for the glory of God the Father. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Remember, we're making our way through the initial 12-day period where we're looking at the effect the Spirit of the world has on us, and we're asking the Holy Spirit to help us get rid of that spirit. Get rid of that spirit of the world so that we can live closer to our Lord with the help of the Blessed Mother. I want to thank you again. God bless you, and I hope to see you back here tomorrow. Have a great night. See you soon.